This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'd like to welcome you, dear viewers, to another in our series, The Best in Islam. In this series in which we look at the revelation found in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Prophet, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, wherein what is considered to be the best aspect of human life, human interaction, elements which make up the human circumstance, these have all been identified in this series we call The Best in Islam, which have been compiled into a text by myself, which was published back in the 90s. Anyway, what we will be looking at in this episode is, in fact, the best of charity. We'll be looking at some verses from the Quran, wherein Allah speaks about the importance of charity, how charity should be done, etc. So that is the focus of this episode. That's the theme of this episode. So the first verse, which can be found in Surah Al-Baqarah, second chapter of the Quran, verse 271, Allah says there, إِن تُبْدُوا الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّا هِيَ وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. It is permissible for you to disclose your charity, but if you conceal it and give it to the poor, that is better for you. Allah will forgive you some of your sins. So in this verse, we are given an option with regards to the giving of charity, that it may be done openly, that is, that people know that we're giving, or it may be done secretively. The secretive charity is the superior charity. But in any case, charity in general, this is a good deed, a righteous deed. And we are encouraged to give in charity. This is what zakah is about. Zakah is about developing in us a charitable approach to life. That we are concerned about the situations of others and share the wealth we have, Allah has blessed us with them, without setting any amounts. That's what we're encouraged to do. But we're encouraged to do it by a set amount. What we call zakah is fixed at 2.5%. 2.5% of wealth which we have accumulated over a year, which has reached the value of 2 ounces of gold. If we have that in our possession, a year passes on it, then we have to give 2.5% of it to the poor. So zakah is taken as an obligation from the believers who have surplus wealth. But the idea behind it is to motivate those who have surplus wealth to give freely themselves. Because 2.5% is not very much. Though if it were collected consistently across the ummah, much of the poverty that we may see in the third world and the Muslim world today would be eliminated. But unfortunately, many Muslims do not pay their zakah. So the zakah was there to develop this generous spirit. And generosity is among the highest of the moral character traits that all societies recognize, honor, revere, etc. So zakah is there, the obligatory charity is there, to develop in us a regular conscious effort to give charity, so that at times outside of the fixed times, we would also be charitable. So that's already in place. Now, when the charity is being given beyond the zakah, as the verse pointed out, that charity can be given in front of everybody. People say, well, what's the use of that charity? Because it's just showing off. Well, yes, if you're given the charity to show off so that people will say how charitable that person is, how generous that person is, then of course the value of the charity is lost. So public giving has to be with a sincere intention. And public giving is somewhat dangerous because of the natural desire that human beings have to be praised. Everybody likes to be praised, to be recognized, to be known, you know, known as a generous person. So we already have that in us. Giving openly, you know, tends to feed it. So that's why Allah has stressed the private giving, because that is a higher level of giving. But in any case, even giving publicly has its value in that it may encourage others to do the same. On one occasion, when some people were having difficulty in their area, there was no rain, crops were dying, and they were in rough circumstances, the delegation of them came to the Prophet in his mosque in Medina, may God's peace and blessing be upon him, and complained of their situation. So the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may God's peace and blessing be upon him, addressed the congregation and called on them to give charitably to these people. Nobody responded. He repeated the call a couple more times. Then one of them got up, went home, left. After some time, he came back, and he had in his thobe, in his garment, jewelry, which he had collected from the house. From the women of the house, he'd collected up what they had and whatever wealth he had. He put it in his garment, brought it back, and put it down in front of the Prophet. May God's peace and blessing be upon him for those needy people. At that point, when the others saw him do it, they all got up, went home, came back and did the same. And the Prophet said, may God's peace and blessing be upon him, whoever begins a good sunnah, whoever begins a good sunnah will get the reward of all who follow him. Sunnah meaning way. Whoever begins or starts a good way of doing things, like the act of that companion to give in charity publicly, which made others realize what they could do, and they went and they did it, he gets the reward of all those who followed him, who did as he did. So this is commendable. It is public giving, but it is rewardable. Inshallah, his intention was for the sake of Allah, and he would get the reward for himself and for all those who would follow him. However, as Allah goes on to say, وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. But if you conceal it and give it to the poor, that is better for you. It's better to go and give to the needy without telling others. It's difficult. Because we like to be praised. We like that whatever good we do is recognized. But for you to put your charity in an envelope without putting any name on it or anything, and putting it, you know, under the door of a person in a needy situation, in their home, whatever, you just pass it. Nobody knows. You did it, nobody knows that you did it. That is better. Because that way your intention is saved, it's protected. That you don't have any other intention because nobody knows about it. So nobody can praise you. It's only from Allah. And the Prophet, may God's peace and blessing be upon him, had encouraged us to have some deeds like that. Because their reward is far greater than those which we normally do publicly. To have hidden good, secret good deeds we do. So, this is the advice of the verse from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that not only is it better to give secretly, to give in general is good, one of the results of it is that it would erase our sin and it would remove the consequence of the sin from us. With that, we're going to take now a brief break and we'll be coming back to follow up further on charity. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. According to our mission to make authentic Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone who is seeking it, the International Open University has educated hundreds of thousands of students from all parts of the world over the last 10 years. Towards that end, IOU has translated our bachelor's degree in Islamic studies from English into Russian and Urdu. And in 2016, with the help of your generous donations and tremendous efforts on the part of our translators, we were able to translate the first 6 semesters, that's the first 3 years, of the BAIS program into Bahasa, the native language of Indonesia.
Alhamdulillah, sejak dibukanya program Sarjana Studi Islam dengan Bahasa Indonesia pada bulan Februari 2017, lebih dari 350 mahasiswa telah bergabung dan menuai pahala menuntut ilmu. Mereka tersebar di Indonesia, mulai dari Takengon Aceh di barat sampai Kupang Nusa Tenggara Timur di timur. Bahkan ada juga yang tinggal di luar negeri seperti Malaysia, Saudi Arabia, dan Jerman. Apakah Anda ingin membantu semua mahasiswa ini menyelesaikan program sarjananya dan juga jutaan orang lainnya yang akan bergabung? Ya, donasikan sebagian harta Anda untuk menyelesaikan terjemah 2 semester terakhir program ini ke dalam bahasa Indonesia. Materi terjemah meliputi 12 mata kuliah, 35 jam video kuliah, dan teks sebanyak 9,288 halaman.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that anyone who guides others to do good gets the same reward as the one who does good. Can we afford to let this priceless opportunity go? Donate now by clicking on the link below and share this video with your family and friends. Barakallahu fikum, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. As we continue to look at charity in the verses of the Quran, where Allah has encouraged us to be charitable, He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa in kana dhu usratin fanadhiratun ila maysara wa an tasaddaqu خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And this is in Surah Al-Baqarah also, verse 280. If a debtor has difficulty repaying his debt, grant him time until it is easier for him. But if you remit it as charity, that is better for you, if only you knew. This is dealing with people who have borrowed from us. They owe us. They have debts. And they may have difficulty paying back these debts. We can give them additional time, as what is recommended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give them extra time. Even though they had committed themselves to pay it back in a certain period of time, give them extra time. But even better, is for us to consider it charity and not ask for it back at all. This is better. To turn debts into charity. Of course, if you're running a business, etc., you can't do that all the time. But we should strive to do that in cases of real need, where people have run into difficulty, unable to pay their debts, rather than trying to punish them through the court system or whatever. No, we are gentle with them. Anything could happen to any of us. So therefore, we try to be considerate and give them extra time to pay the debt, or even better, turning their debt into a charity. That wasn't our intention in the beginning. It was a loan. But here, Allah tells us that it is possible that even that which was given as a loan, your intention was to get it paid back, that it is possible for you to turn that from being a loan which you expect to be paid back into an act of charity for which you will be greatly rewarded. So this has to do with, again, the character that we spoke about earlier. How do we deal with people in times of need? That we should be merciful. We should be charitable. We should try to help them get back up on their feet. This is what Islam wants from us. And this is a charitable showing, a charitable effort. And this is what makes us among the best of people, that we are charitable to those in need. Now the Prophet, may God's peace and blessing be upon him, was very specific in identifying some of the best forms of charity. There are many different ones, but among them is one mentioned in a hadith narrated by Abu Umama. This hadith is collected by Imam Ahmed in his Musnad and is authentic, in which Abu Umama related that the Prophet ﷺ had said, أَفْضَلُ الصَّدَقَاتِ ذِلُّ فُسْطَاتٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَمَنِيحَةُ خَادِمٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوْ تَرُوقَةُ فَحْلٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The best charities are the shade of a tent in the path of Allah, the gift of a servant for Allah's cause, or a mature female camel in the path of Allah. These three acts of charity that the Prophet ﷺ identified as being among the best. Why? Because they are connected with defense of the Ummah, protecting the Muslim nation, protecting the women and the children, the weak, etc., from harm. So, the shade of the tent, you have provided shade for those who are engaged in the struggle. So you get the reward of those who actually do it. Or giving a servant for this cause. or a riding animal, a mature female camel. And all of this earns the reward, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, whoever equips a warrior in Allah's way or looks after his family in his absence is like one who actually fights. That is recorded in Sahih Muslim. So providing for those who are in need, the families that have been left behind, that tent which was provided could have been for them, or it could have been for those who are going to fight. And the gift of a servant, that servant again could have been to help out the families that were left behind, or it could be one who helps to carry the equipment used by those who fight to defend and protect the Muslim Ummah. And as well, a riding animal, a mature female camel, that is the means of transportation which was used in the past. Allah knows it may be used more extensively again in the future, or in certain parts of the world, in the third world, animals still play a big role in transportation of goods, etc. So the Prophet, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, emphasized defending the Ummah with our charity, using the charity to help the Ummah as a whole, as opposed to a charity just benefiting an individual. Here it is now, charity used to protect the Ummah from harm, used to protect the truth of Islam so that it can be effectively propagated, conveyed to neighboring nations, other nations around the world, keeping those doors open for this process, that this is a great act of charity when it is given in this way. Looking after those who are fighting, known as mujahideen or mujahidun, and looking after their families who have been left behind. For those who were unable to go and participate in the defense of the Ummah, they instead stay home and use their wealth to protect the families, wives and children who are left behind by those who have gone out, putting their lives on the line to defend the Ummah. So in concluding this episode, we did begin with the different types of charity. Charity which is done openly, and charity which is done secretively. And Allah said, the one done secretively is better. Then we looked at the verse which encouraged us to give people more time. If they haven't paid off their debts, they need more time, give them more time. Of course, there are limits to how much more time you give them. Or, as a greater act, more rewardable to Allah, is to turn that act into a religious, righteous deed by declaring it, the wealth that you have given, to be a charity. Charity for that person. So that is among the recommended acts. And then in closing, the last of the statements concerning the charity with regards to jihad, fighting in the way of Allah, etc., where we are encouraged to help those who are making that effort, especially when we are unable to do so. If we are able to do so for ourselves, to prepare ourselves and prepare others, that's even greater. But if we can't go ourselves, then to help others, this is the great charity on our behalf. Whether it is to help the people who are engaged in the struggle themselves or their families who are left behind while they engage in defense of the Ummah. So with that, we will close out our session, this session which is dealt with issues of charity, and we still have a number of statements of the Prophet, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, to look at in the next episode, continuing under the general heading of charity. So with that, we close the session, thanking you for being with us in this session and hoping that we'll see you in future sessions. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.